Nutritional Guideline. France recommends limited meat consumption. Von Fleischwirtschaft.de und DPA. Vom, the 13th of February 2026. Paris. Against the backdrop of falling production figures and protests from livestock farmers, the French government has politically balanced its food strategy. When it comes to meat consumption, the focus is on limitation rather than explicit reduction. The French government has presented its national strategy for food, food security and climate until 2030. The document was developed as part of the National Program for Nutrition and Health, PNNS, and jointly prepared by the Ministries of Health, Agriculture and Environment. The central element is the recommendation to limit the consumption of meat and charcuterie and at the same time reduce the consumption of imported meat. The strategy aims to promote healthy, environmentally friendly dietary choices while reducing inequalities in access to sustainable, high-quality food. Limiting meat consumption should go hand in hand with greater integration of plant-based proteins into the diet. The government cites climate targets as well as health aspects to justify its recommendations. Agricultural production is responsible for 20% of France's carbon footprint, while meat production accounts for 61% of this proportion. With regard to imported products such as beef, it is said that their consumption contributes to deforestation. Geopolitical arguments are also cited, such as the country's dependence on imported proteins. According to France Info, the publication of the strategy was originally scheduled for 2023, but has been postponed several times. The Ministry of the Environment wanted to anchor a reduction in meat consumption in the guideline, while the Ministry of Agriculture was only in favor of a limit. According to media reports, an initial draft was blocked in September in the office of then Prime Minister François Bayrou. A draft circulating in November only spoke of limiting consumption, however, its publication was also suspended at short notice. The political sensitivity of the issue is evident against the backdrop of economic tensions in the agricultural sector. The agricultural and food export surplus has fallen to its lowest level in decades. At the same time, there have been protests from livestock farmers in recent months, including over the government's handling of lumpy skin disease, LSD, in cattle and the blockade of the EU-Mercosur agreement, which farmers believe is inadequate.